Tomorrow will be the 9th annual Museum Day Live around the country. Here in New Hampshire, no fewer than 15 museums and cultural institutions, in fact, are offering free admission for the day. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has some of the details on this growing event. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So how did Museum Day get started?
Well, so this was started by the Smithsonian Magazine, and it was really kind of the goal is to take the Smithsonian Institute's idea of free museum admission. You know, all the Smithsonian museums, you can get in free every day. So they wanted to kind of for one day get museums all across the country doing a similar thing.
So here in New Hampshire, we have at least 15 different places that are going to be participating. How does it work? Do you need to get tickets in advance, or can you just show up?
Well, for the most part, you go online and you pick the museum in advance. You pick the museum on the Smithsonian website, you fill out a little form, and they send you a ticket by email, or we'll send it to your phone even, and it gets two people into a museum. So two people get in for free. You know, if you have a family of four, maybe the adults can get in for free and you pay for the kids. And so there are 15 participating museums, and, you know, some people are doing special events. Some people are just kind of showing off their exhibits that day.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the institutions that are participating here in New Hampshire. Give me some highlights.
Well, I thought this was kind of fun. Over at the New Hampshire Boat Museum, they're actually doing something with the Wright Museum of World War II History, which is also in Wolfboro. So those museums are teaming up, and if you get a ticket to one of those museums, it's also good at the other museum. So you can kind of hit the two museums in one day. I spoke to someone at the Boat Museum who was saying, you know, this is kind of a way where, you know, we're smaller museums that maybe have a niche audience, and this is a way to get, you know, people into both of them and learning more about both parts of history. And then over at the Aviation Museum over in Londonderry, they're actually just going to have free admission on Saturday. So you don't even have to download the ticket. You can just get in free. And they're having a special program where they're going to have home-built airplanes. I think they're going to have two or three that you can go and check out.
How do you build an airplane at home?
Well, that's what I asked, too. And so there's apparently there are a couple of different ways to do it. Some people buy kits and assemble them that way. Some people really just start with plans and are even maybe building some of their own parts, so it can take years. So what'll be really neat is, you know, whether you're interested in building your own plane or maybe you're someone who just likes to work on cars, you can go and you can talk to the guys who have actually built their own planes and sort of see how they do it and how they put it all together.
And see how they get their courage up.
Exactly.
So what do institutions get out of this? Why do it?
Well, you know, they get the visibility. People maybe haven't heard of some of these museums because it's, you know, some of the big museums in the state that you might have heard of, the Milliard Museum in Manchester, the, you know, New Hampshire Historical Society Museum. But then there are going to be some smaller museums and cultural sites. So it's a good way for them to get people to know about them. I spoke to a couple of places that had done it for a few years, the Milliard Museum, for example, and they said they saw significant more attendance on the museum days that they've done before than they would on just a normal Saturday during this time of year. One of the people I spoke to said, you know, this is actually kind of a slow time of year for a lot of museums. So this is a good time to bring in people. And then one of the organizers at the Smithsonian Magazine said that she'd heard from museums that this was a good way to, you know, get people to kind of know that it's here. It's a good excuse, maybe a museum you've never been to, that to check it out the first time and then maybe they'd come back. A good way to bring families to a museum as well.
Okay. We'll have links as well on our website at nhpr.org if you want to check out some of the museums and institutions here in the Granite State that are indeed going to be open tomorrow for Museum Day Live. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, thanks for coming by.
Have a great weekend.